A guten Erev Shabbos to everyone. We often make the mistake of referring to our body or our possessions as ourselves. This is especially common when it comes to our clothes. We consider our clothes to be a reflection of who we are. We say things like, this dress is just not me, or feel compelled to apologize when dressed down. This isn't the way I usually dress. The way we dress often affects our mood and sense of confidence, and many times we imagine the people around us perceive us differently based on our attire. This usually points to our identity, our perception of who we are, not being fully developed. We think of ourselves as a body with clothes rather than a personality with inner essence and value, who wears clothes to keep warm and look dignified. In the beginning of this parsha, Lech Lecha, Hashem tells Avraham, Lech Lecha me'artzecha, get yourself out of your homeland, your birthplace, and your father's house. Why does the Torah not simply say, Lech, go? What is the meaning of Lech Lecha, go yourself? A beautiful answer is provided by Rabbi Aharon HaGadol Mikarlin. He explains that Hashem is saying, every Jew must go to himself, to his inner essence. We are each required to find out who we are and what our special mission in life is. How does one find out what this unique tafkid in life is? By becoming aware of the God-given personality traits and using them to express his unique Tzelem Elokim in interactions with others. According to Rabbi Yisrael Roll, this was the journey Avram took when he traveled from Ur Kasdim to Eretz Canaan. While he physically traveled from his birthplace to his real homeland, Avram simultaneously embarked on a process of self-discovery to reveal who he was and what Hashem wanted from him. So he traveled while discovering his life's purpose. The Midrash Rabbah compares Avram's search to a person who traveled from place to place and saw a building on fire. He said to himself, "Can it be that this building is without an owner?" The owner appeared to him and said, "I am the owner of the building." So it was with Avraham, who said, "Can it be that the universe has no owner?" Hashem appeared to him and said, "I am the master of the universe." The Altar of Slobodka says, "There surely were others who asked themselves, who is the owner of this universe? Why then did Hashem only appear to Avraham?" And the Altar's answer is that Avraham didn't look at the world superficially. He delved into its secrets, discovered the wisdom with which it was created, and noted Hashem's constant kindness, the perfect way in which the world is set up to provide and sustain for all of its inhabitants. Avraham came to the conclusion that all of this kindness must be directed by one source, who desires to bestow good on the universe. It was Avraham's appreciation of the goodness he experienced that led him to then discover Hashem. And Avraham Avinu shows us, his children, how to discover Hashem. Ma'ase Avos Siman Labanim. How do we find Hashem? We focus on the positive things in our lives. By appreciating the good that Hashem bestows upon us, we can see Him. Avraham discovered Hashem by appreciating the chesed that he was constantly receiving. He then went one step further. He modeled the chesed that he received from Hashem and passed it on to others. The Parsha describes Avraham Avinu listening to Hashem and going on this journey. It says, Vayelech Avraham kasher diber elav Hashem, Vayelech ito Lot. Clearly, Lot went along with Avraham on the same physical trip. But did they take the same spiritual journey? The Vilna Gaon and the Malbim as well point out there is a difference between the Hebrew word ito and the Hebrew word imo. Ito aleph yud taf vav, imo al ayin yud mem vav. While they both mean with him, imo means with the same intentions, while ito signifies a different intention. The fact that Lot went with Avraham Avinu but had a different kavana in mind can remind us that going through the motions isn't enough. We have to think deeper. Why am I doing what I am doing? Am I doing this to fulfill Hashem's will, or do I have ulterior motives? If we have other intentions, we must propel ourselves upwards. Let our seichel take the lead. Engage in introspection. Battle our yetzer hara. And then we will see siyata d'shmaya in our spiritual life journey. בדרך שאדם רוצה להילך, מוליכין, או סו. Have a wonderful Shabbos.